It's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to the news. You know where you're at. This is the Outbreak Edition with your hosts, T.C. Downey and Jason Sorrell. And T.C., what's going on tonight, man? How you been?
I've been all right, man. It's been a busy week when I haven't been fucking cleaning tubes or scrubbing the entire shop or tattooing on pig's ears. I've been getting in some drawing actually at home and kind of playing around with different ideas of use of color. I want to kind of get a head start on what I'm doing. So, I think I'll be putting together some really cool shit sometime in the future. If I can ever get to a scanner, I'll put the shit up on the internet too. So.
Right on. Yeah, here it's been busy, been a little crazy. The big thing for me this weekend was taking Vanessa, my 17-year-old, to a seminar where she got to meet with professionals and different colleges in the art industry, in the graphic arts, fine arts, and digital media kind of thing. And we were at a seminar all morning, Saturday morning, and she actually got to talk to some people at a local community college, and they talked about their, degree program. They're talking about, basically getting these students in the class, having them sit down for about 2 years, learning whatever it is they're going to learn, and then putting them out in the workforce as quickly as possible. And the upside of that for me was her degree program that she wants to get into for the full 2 years is going to cost $3,000. So,
wow.
Here we were thinking 10 grand a year or more, and she's getting into a program. These people, they're doing, the people we talk to are, they do video game design, the whole thing, the modeling, the whole bit, and their school is in Texas, the number one school for this, and in the nation, the number three school for this. So, and they talk about how the other programs, the other technical programs, Vanessa wants to get into, she's talking about animation, 2D animation, different things like that. So that's kind of where she's focusing right now, and they're talking about the other programs being on par with what with that. So kind of exciting. Suddenly she has a little bit of direction and everything else. So it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool to see her starting to think about taking off on her own wings, man.
Right on. Well, you don't think I caught a little bit of underscored sarcasm in your voice, but I did as you uttered the words. And get them out right out into the workforce.
Right. Yeah. It's if that's what she wants to do, cool. And more power to her. Hopefully she's successful in everything. And it's kind of like, if the jobs are available, if all that, whatever goes down. So, for me, it's more about her having some sort of, direction, even the direction is not necessarily, I don't know. I don't know what to say about all of it, but she's excited.
it's interesting to me, and I mean, I'm kind of going through the same thing right now. I mean, shit can look pretty grim at times, man. I'm watching, I'm watching the flow of business at the tattoo shop that I'm at, and I'm kind of going, wow, man, if, the economic situation gets worse, I mean, who really needs a fucking tattoo, right? Is this the brightest idea in the world?
I'm
saying? Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I thought about that. I thought about how, I need to know how to hook my machine up to a car battery, basically, and be willing to, trade bread for, for tattoos. That kind of thing, and that's what we're talking about, some crazy ass, Mad Max kind of thing going on, that's how bad it would have to get. And who knows how, if it'll get that bad, if it'll be better, what will go down. We're hearing all kinds of shit in the news, and before we get too far off topic, because there's some other shit I want to talk about, but, you hear in the news, Iran's kicking, has kicked out the UN inspectors and everything else once again, And we've been playing this game for years, so, who knows what's going to actually happen, my opinion, Iran's going to eventually get the nuke, and they're going to do some shit with it. We fully, Jamie and I, we fully expect that within the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see a nuclear weapon, you know, go off somewhere in the Middle East. And that's just the way it is. On the other side of things, reading about nanotransistors, there was some team that's actually developed a transistor that's like a molecular-sized transistor. This means that quantum computers are one step closer to being a reality. So not a computer that doesn't operate on a binary basis, but more on a just pretty much, you know, can go over, like, more like the human mind. That's what's going on. And then Jamie read about some college at Berkeley. Berkeley's developed a computer system or some sort of hardware or whatever, where they're hooking electrodes up to people's heads, and in this case, it's like 216 electrodes. And based on what they're reading, the information they're picking up from the brain, they're able to accurately determine what words you're thinking. So it's essentially a telepathy machine. They're able to, you know, to put these things on your head and everything else and know, you know, what conversation you're hearing, what things you're thinking, things like that. So kind of crazy, man. So things are progressing. As bad as the economy is getting, it looks like there's new industries opening up, there's new technologies coming out there, so it's crazy, man. Go ahead, dude.
No, please.
I was just gonna say, because I know that a lot of people want to get to. From what I heard, I spoke to Lehi, and he said a lot of people want us to get to the show topic. What are we gonna be talking about? So. The show topic tonight, and this is from, and I want to make sure we give credit where credit's due. There was a blog on Sin, The Walking Insult, and this was posted by a dude or a person, I don't know, guy, girl, I don't know, goes by the name Nith on the Satanic International Network, www.satanicinternationalnetwork.com. Check that out. Nith has a blog right on the front page, The Walking Insult, where basically he's discussing the difference between, or what he sees as, posers in the Satanist forums or Satanist whatever it is, whatever we call ourselves anymore, and people who are somehow for real. And I know that that you and I have, you know, we've had these kind of conversations before where, you know, what is it? What are the standards? What, you know, what is a Satanist? What is not a Satanist? Everything else. And anytime we somebody's asking if Lehi's running the show. Anytime we end up, he's not running the show. Anytime we end up, you know, talking about this, getting into the satanic standards, and we have to be very careful we express our opinions because everyone has their own opinion as to what these standards are. And because everybody has their own opinion, if your opinion deviates from that, well, of course, you're wrong. And as far as that one person's concerned, they're absolutely right. If my opinion deviates from yours, and based on your opinion, I'm wrong. That's the way it should be. That's what Satanism is in many ways, in my opinion, which may, of course, deviate from your opinion, which may mean I'm wrong. But Nith posted that basically he sees, you know, really he described three different models, and he used bikers as an analogy. He said you got one type of biker who is a biker. He has a motorcycle. He has the riding gear. He uses the riding gear because, you know, sometimes you fall off your bike. So his riding gear is worn. His riding gear is faded. It's not about necessarily the style, although I would argue there's something about the, you know, there's some style going into it. But it's about, you know, the function of it, because this is what he does. This is how he lives his life. It's about the freedom for him riding the bike. The second type, and this is probably out of order from the actual blog, so you have to go back and read the blog, and I recommend doing it. It's a real short blog, so check it out. The second type is the guy who's like the weekend warrior. You know, he doesn't shave on Friday. He doesn't shave all weekend because, you know, has to have that scruff look. He's got the riding gear, you know, the right gear and everything else. And he goes out on his bike and tries to mingle with the regulars just on the weekends, just when he's not doing his regular job. And then the third type of guy, this is the type of guy that really gets to Nit and some, you know, other people, is that person who, you know, he doesn't even own a motorcycle. But what he does is he has the riding gear. And he's just using the gear to satisfy some sort of, you know, self-interest or to fit in with a crowd that he thinks, you know, that he wants to fit in with or whatever, you know, whatever the deal is. So this is the model that he uses to describe, and he's referring to, you know, Satanism. You see the same thing in his opinion. You got Satanists who live the lifestyle. You've got Satanists who are, they dabble in it on the weekends, or they're really, you know, they express the ideas when they're in forums or they're among Satanists, but when they're not among Satanists, I guess they don't do it, you know, whatever that means. And then you have people who, you know, wear the gear, whatever that is. I think in the blog, it was, you know, wearing black and, you know, throwing up the horns and, you know, whatever. You know, whatever all that is. And that's, you know, that's just, they've read some books, and that's as far into Satanism as they get. And we want to hear your folks' opinions. So the phone number we want you to call in at is 347-989-1371. I'm going to ask TC about his opinion, and I just wanted to present mine. And this, of course, is just my opinion. In my opinion, this blog describes this model. The model's missing a fourth option, because it sounds like the motorcycle rider, you know, he has the gear for riding. He went out and got a bike. That's the type of dude he is. The fourth, I guess, type I would express is the guy who, you know, we're talking about a Harley dude. He doesn't have a Harley. He went out to a junkyard, and he got a Harley frame, and he built the bike by himself, okay? And for him, it doesn't matter if it's all Harley parts or not all Harley parts. It doesn't matter to him because it's his bike. It's, you know, he built it. That's what he does. And if he rides the fucking thing back and forth to work to his office, that's where he rides it. If he rides it on the weekends, he's not out there trying to live somebody else's, you know, idea of what it is to be a biker, what it is to have a biker lifestyle. He has the bike because he wants to have a bike. If he has riding gear, he has the riding gear because, again, it serves a function, but he's not passing judgment necessarily on every other motherfucker that's out there riding, because he doesn't give a shit. He just likes riding his bike for whatever purpose, for whatever his reason. And in my opinion, that in my opinion, is where, you know, is where you find the Satanist, is that person who, you know, it's not a matter of him to, he's not necessarily casting judgment or derision on other people. He's not going, you know, oh, that person's not living the lifestyle or whatever, because, you know, if your lifestyle is I live by my own standards, then it's hypocritical to turn around and say, you know, and this person doesn't live by my standards, so he's not a Satanist. And it's hard to say this. It's hard to express this because I recognize the paradox. I'm saying these are my standards, and saying that if you don't live by these standards, well, then you're not a Satanist. And, of course, that would be wrong. These are my standards, and I just don't think it's almost like, you know, we've argued it so much, it's almost become moot. It's almost become cliche for Satanists to say that, you know, to pick out somebody and say they're not a Satanist for whatever reason. I think the real Satanists out there just don't give a shit. So what's your opinion, I guess, on this before we open up the phone lines?
Well, first, I like the fourth category that you added. I would generally tend to think of that person in the fourth category as being somebody he's been through each stage of the other three. You know, he's been the guy who just wore the gear, and then he was the guy who, you know, rode the bike on the weekends, and then he was the guy who full out lived the lifestyle, and in the end, he comes to realize that it's just that he loves to ride, and that becomes what's important, and that's the way I'd kind of categorize that fourth person. Not that anything you've said is incorrect, but it's just kind of my thing that once you have that, you know, that physical experience behind you, eventually you come to realize that, you know, it's just the experience of that particular thing that you enjoy, and it doesn't really matter if you're doing it from the mode of a poser, or if you're, you know, someone into it, or if you're knee deep into this shit. Eventually it just it's moved through its stages, and you're at the point you are at. You're an old guy who loves motorcycles, who built his own from scratch, and I mean, in my opinion, and fuck, I'm not just going to say it's my opinion, because, well, that is all that it is. But at the same point, from my point of view, it's the only opinion that counts. So, my opinion, well, the way that I do Satanism is the only Satanism of value out there, and everything else is a near shoot-off. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And when these, you know, and so when you see these people, you know, getting into forums or going into different places, and we've done it. That's the thing. That's the thing I want everybody to understand. I've done it. TC's done it. We've all, at some point, I guess, you do it. You know, you cast judgment on other people. And it's just the kind of way it works. And as you're saying, it's kind of almost a developmental process. Nobody's born, you know, an expert on any fucking thing. You got to learn it. You got to get into it. And you, when you go into anything, you go into it with the wrong ideas. You go into it with the wrong expectations, the wrong, you know, the demands on self. So, yeah, you roll into a satanic forum and think, you know, you say, I'm a Satanist and I'm wearing the gear, man. I got the Aussie jersey on, or I got the 666 shit going on. I've got the, you know, the whatever, the piercings, the tattoos, whatever it is, whatever the official uniform of Satanism is in 2012, which I don't know what it is because I'm not fucking paying attention. Whatever that uniform is, you're doing it, and when you don't get the respect you think you should be getting because you've made that, you're all pissed off. And it's, you know, you learn, you get knocked down, you get smacked around, and then you learn from that, and you come at it again from another fucking angle. And now you're a smart ass. You've been around the block, and you start, you know, laying into these other noobs and everything. And you see this not just in Satanism, it's in anything. Pretty much anything you get into, you know, tattooing, anything, you know, playing golf, I don't know, whatever it is, this is the process you're going to go through. Everybody starts out as a noob, everybody starts out as a poser and develops into it. I guess for me, it's a matter of, do you stick with it? Do you really make an effort at, you know, progressing or, you know, transgressing or whatever it is? Do you really make an effort at developing and eventually, you know, reaching that point where it's like, you know what, this is what I do. And if, at least like with Satanism, it's a philosophy. So if, you know, if this is how I live my life, or these are the standards I apply to myself, and I'm content with those standards, then I, you know, nobody should, there should be no way anybody can cast derision on that. They can try. They can voice their opinion. They can go off about whatever it is they want to go off about. It's when I actually give a shit that I failed in some way myself based on my standards. It's when I actually go, you know, that guy, what the hell's going on here? You know, that's where there's an issue. And sometimes I do it, so I'm not successful 100% of the time. But it's you know, it is something that we see over and over again, and it's like this searching going on. You know, somebody wants to actually put up a banner and say, this is it, this is what Satanism is, and everybody needs to flock to this. And we've seen that over and over again, and we've seen it fail over and over again, because eventually, you know, wiser or people with a broader perspective step up and go, this guy's a knucklehead, this guy's a nut. You know, it's, if we're talking about Satanism, you know, how is his standard any better than anybody else's? So again, the call-in number, 347-989-1371. And lots of people in the chat room tonight, so we appreciate you guys being in there. Give us a call. Let us know. What do you think your standards are? What do you think? I posted a link to the piece from Sin in the chat room. If you've given it a read, what do you think? And I know, because I know there, this is the thing, I know there are a lot of people who listen to this show because they've talked to us and everything else, who have a very defined idea in their minds as to what Satanism is, and they hold everyone else they talk to those particular standards. So they demand that this satanic ideal be lived by all these other people because they're doing it. Whatever it is they do, they're doing it. And a lot of times, what's funny about all that is that whatever these standards are really ambiguous. It's really because it really comes down to I'm the example. I'm the one living it. I'm not saying that I am the example. This is just to illustrate my point. These people seem to be saying, I'm the example, I'm the one living it, until you call me on something, until you challenge me on something, and then, well, you just don't understand because you're not a real Satanist. I would love for one of those folks to call in and share with us, you know, their wisdom as to, you know, what it is that is Satanism and why the rest of us have got it wrong.
You know, I think a while back I actually wrote something that sort of touched on that these topics about us holding other people to our standards and the kind of weird, I don't know, codependency that sort of happens there, because we're being held to standards all the time too. Also, I think it's important to have standards.
Mm.
Personally, but I think it's kind of asinine when other people take a look at your standards and then try to hold you to them, even though they're not particularly their standard, if you know what I'm saying. That's the one asshole thing that I see about the whole standards thing. It isn't so much that I've got my standards and I'm trying to hold my standards to the next person, and that person's got their standards and they're trying to hold, you know, me to their standards. It's when they try to take and act like they're somehow an authority on my own standards and hold them against me. That's at the point in which I kind of shake my head at the whole ridiculousness of it.
Well, and you know what? I agree with you to a point. I think there's a line where when you're obviously being hypocritical. When you're obviously, and I've been called out on this, so that's the other thing I want to point out to everybody listening. By no means am I not guilty of the very things I'm talking about. I have gone out there and said, you know, this person's not a Satanist. Look at what they're saying. You know, look at what they're doing. Now, granted, you know, some of the people that I try to call out on this try to, take Satan and replace the word God with Satan in the Bible and call that Satanism. And that is based on what I'm saying tonight. That's Satanism as far as they're concerned, and you know, let them have at it. I've called out people like that in other forums. I've pointed to people and said, this guy's full of shit because he's not, you know, living by, you know, he's not letting everybody else have their own opinion or whatever. I agree. There's a point where, if you say, you take a hard line on something, whatever it is, like if you say, I don't know, if you say that as a Satanist, I would never have anything to do with anything Christian whatsoever. And then you turn around and as a Satanist, I'll use it because it was somebody I heard somebody say something to this effect. You go out and you celebrate Christmas and you talk about celebrating Christmas. Now, if the issue isn't celebrating Christmas. You know, if you want to fucking celebrate Christmas, do it. You know, because you do what you do, man. That's your thing. But if you sat there and said, I will not have anything to do with anything Christian because I'm a Satanist, and then you turn around and talk about how you're celebrating Christmas, well, I would think then you deserve a kick in the ass. You deserve somebody to step up and go, you know what, hey, you're full of shit because, you know, last week you said you would never do anything like that because that to you is not satanic and you're a Satanist, and now here you are saying you're going to do this. No matter what your excuse is, your excuse could be, you know, you got kids and it's in your mind a secular holiday and everything else. If you take that hard line and then go violate it, well then, I mean, anybody can call you out on that. But I guess
yeah,
what
can
you're
call
saying
you
though,
out on it all day long, man, but
sure.
It happens. It happens to all of us all the time. Not a single person on this planet hasn't been guilty of hypocrisy at least daily. So, I mean, the whole thing is just a bigger circle jerk of hypocrisy. It is what it is. You say something clever to the effect acknowledging that it's there, but in the end of it all, you can't step up on some, you know, high horse and look down and say, hey, you know, you're doing this when, I mean, you're guilty of it in just a different facet somewhere, I'm sure. And before we get too much further, we've actually had a caller trying to call in a couple of times now. So,
oh, the 212.
Do we want to bring them on?
I'm sorry, I got the chat room open in a different window. I'll apologize. Let me go ahead and bring the person on here. Let's see here.
Yeah.
The comms has a button. 216 area code. You're on the ooze. It's on your brain.
It's me, guys. It's me. It's the one
okay.
You're talking about. We can put my name out there. I was talking to Beast earlier. It's Ivan the Terrible, Shadow Hand,
oh, well,
Venom. I want to talk to you guys.
Hello?
We were talking about you, dude.
I mean, I'm under the impression, I mean, you guys haven't said no names, and I respect that, you know, but we all know that I've been some of the person that you've talked about, Jason, like as far as our YouTube messages.
We do know that you were the one I was talking about?
Well, I mean, I think Beast knows.
How about we do this? You tell us why you think you're the one I was talking about. What have you done that I've described?
I I sent you some YouTube video messages.
I got lots of people to send me YouTube video messages. What are you talking about?
And you were talking about me squatting in buildings, and that was my definition of how Satanism should live. And
so are you the only Satanist that squats?
No, I'm sure there's fucking shitloads of them. But I don't know. I was just under the impression it was me that you were talking about. I mean, I could sit here and think about a couple other things, but I don't have the computer in front of me, and I'm kind of under the influence right now.
Okay, well, you're saying you're the guy I was talking about, you know, somebody living in a squat, and basically what this guy had done, if I remember right, was he said that he was calling me out publicly on these different little comments. He wasn't approaching me privately. He wasn't coming to me and going, here's a private message, and hey, man, I want to know what you're doing because I want your opinion or I want your ideas. He wasn't doing that. He was commenting publicly on a YouTube thing going, I'm doing this. I'm doing all these different things. Now, what are you doing? You know, and one of the things this person said was, and are you still just an Internet Satanist, implying that, in his opinion, I was not a Satanist. I was an Internet Satanist. Was that you?
Okay, yes, that was. And now it rings a bell because there was quite a few messages. And some of them were private, Jason. Some of them were private, Jason.
So that was the only reason why the public challenge. Why the public challenge about the Internet Satanism thing? I want to hear this. Why? If you want to judge my opinion, if you just wanted to have a conversation, what was your point?
It was kind of a public challenge on YouTube. So maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't have put it on the comment box on the actual video. And if you were offended by that, I will be a man and step up and put this shit on the radio and say I apologize. Because I had a pretty interesting conversation with Beast. I don't really want to put the information out there that we talked about. But I think it was pretty productive and insightful for me, at least. And maybe some things we can grow on and collaborate on, even though, you know, to you, well, to not to everybody, but at least to you, I'm some kind of, you know, little troll punk or whatever. But that's not really the case. And if we can somehow get by this, you'll maybe see that. But
Dude, I still haven't said that it was you that did it. I still haven't called you out on this.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting here listening because I am a fan of the show, and as everybody knows that's listening, I am on Sin on a regular basis. But I mean, I listen to the show, and if I feel like something's being said about me, I want to call in and at least clean it up or state my argument or the debate or whatever the fuck it is we're gonna do. But I really don't think it's that much of a problem, really. But I just I was responding to your challenge. I felt like it was a challenge when you said, "So what are you going to do?" And it wasn't even directed to me; it was directed to other people. But I just
right. So let me go and ask. In relation to the topic we're talking about tonight, we're talking about standards in Satanism. Do you think your standards should be the ones that are used to define other Satanists? Do you think your standards should matter to another person calling themselves a Satanist?
No, and you know why? Because you were right the other night when you said, okay, when it's about Satanism, it's my Satanism. It's nobody else's, and you're right. So there might be some freaky fucking serial-killing prostitute monger fucking weirdo out here raping prostitutes, and in his mind, there's nothing else eviler or more sinister than that, and that's what the fuck he wants to do. I mean, or you might have a teacher who teaches kids art, and he fucking teaches them how to fucking open up their minds and not be religious and do their own things and their own talents or whatever they may have, and he might think that's satanic in his own mind, you know what I mean? In all actuality, he's corrupting these kids to fucking, well, not corrupt, but enlighten them and let them go against the fucking regular curriculum, you know what I mean? I mean, you got different aspects of Satanism.
Right, and the word corruption is relative. It's corruption to you if you don't like it. It's opening another person's mind if you do like it. So if you hold that opinion, Ivan, then you couldn't possibly be the guy that was messaging me on YouTube that I was talking about, because the guy I was talking about, he clearly didn't hold that opinion. He really assumed that his standards – somehow should have been my standards, and since I wasn't living by them, that I deserve to be, you know, publicly harassed for
no,
not,
you
know.
No, you know what? That was me, Jason. And sometimes, like, even when my – I'm going to give you an example. Sometimes when my girlfriend text messages me, she might text message me something, and when she gets home, I'm fucking fuming mad thinking that she was arguing with me. When in all actuality, it was a joke. It's just that text messages don't have them fucking them vocal sounds that sometimes – you know, put stress on certain words that lets people know that they're joking or if they're mad. So in all actuality, it could have just been a text fucking thing. Maybe we could have just done this from the get-go and it would have never been a problem. But the thing is, the only reason why I put you in the realm of what I thought was satanic and what I was doing that was satanic and I had already been doing, and I've been doing like all my life, actually, but is because you were talking about turning your back on society, and that fucking set light bulbs off in my head because it was shit that I was already doing. And I already told Beast this earlier. I look at you, and I listen to what you say, and, you know, I fucking listen to your shit. And I think you're, you know, you're pretty educated and know what you're talking about. And I wanted to hear what you had to say, but it seems like you were on your high horse and you really didn't have time for just little fucking internet fuckers that you seem to fucking think that are trolling you and shit. But that really wasn't the case.
Okay,
my thoughts were is if what I should have wrote correctly is, what do you think the next step is after we turn our backs, and what do you want to do after this?
Let me respond to a couple of your points. When you sent these comments or whatever, I didn't respond to you in a timely manner because I was busy doing shit in real life. You know,
yeah.
I wasn't on the internet. You weren't just some little internet dude at that time that I was ignoring. I hadn't said anything at that point. It was like there was like a month between messages and stuff. I just been busy, man. I've got a life in the real world. I got kids I got to take care of. I got shit I got to do. The type of turning my back on society thing, talking to people out in the streets, getting to know people, letting people know what I think, talking about what they think, organizing, that kind of thing. That shit doesn't happen locally on the internet very much. Not the way I want to get it done. So. I'm out there in the world doing shit. So, you know what? I just didn't have time to respond to you until it was, you know, public, until it got, you know, I'm like, okay, why is this guy calling me an internet statement? It's obviously, and when you messaged me, you know, these little public comments, you wanted my attention. And it's still, you know, I sent you a private message, just like, you know, like I said, suggested you do with me. I sent you a private message. So our conversation was between you and me. And could have stayed that way between you and me. Now it sounds like though we've got this kind of thing cleared up. So I appreciate, you know, you calling in and owning up to it and everything else. And I appreciate you dig what I'm saying and all that. And you know what? As far as your lifestyle, as far as what you are doing, that's exactly what I'm talking about with this. What we're talking about with this show, man. You have these particular standards, the way you're doing things and everything else. I mean, I applaud your courage. If you made that choice, if it was a conscious choice to walk the fuck away from everything, to end up in a squat, to be out there, you know, sans any social ties, any social obligations, and to do that, I mean, that takes courage. I can tell you that I'm not in a position in my life. I've got obligations. I got kids. I am moored. You know, these are chains around my neck and some things I've chosen, choices I've made that have put me in that position. The choices you've made, you know. So I applaud that you were out there and actually got a taste of it, actually were out there. Now, as far as what we do afterwards, you know what, I don't know. You know, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know, you know, because we're still dealing with, you know, the now. We're still dealing with the shit we've got around us and everything else. There's all types of different possibilities. There's all types of different things that happen. In my opinion, It's gonna be a matter of just, you know, one person's ideas challenging another person's ideas, going at it back and forth. It could get violent. It could get ugly. And winner take all, basically. Whatever comes down the pipe, that ends up being what's going to be. Me, TC's talked about this. We'd like to see communities developed where, you know, everybody, you know, is in it together. In this community, you know, you're growing food, you're sharing resources, you're living together, and we see a way to in a subtle way insinuate ourselves into the larger society in that same manner. So it takes time, and it's putting out there, and we're talking about, you know, frankly, we're talking about building castles in the sky right now because we each have our own thing we got going on, and it's coming. I know it's coming, but Right now, it's it's just talking. What's up, man?
Well, you guys definitely have the means to, like, getting it out there and letting it be heard. So you guys should keep it up. And I told him earlier, you know, look, keep me posted on what's going on because, I'm ready to do whatever it takes to, you know, have a little bit more freedom.
Thing. This isn't just a matter of keeping each other posted on what's going on. It's a matter of actually making a conscious effort in one direction towards an ultimate idea or an umbrella of an idea. And that kind of thing takes more than just two guys sounding off regularly on the internet. It takes other people talking about it, getting involved in different processes, studying different things, trying to kind of work towards whatever this umbrella idea is. I mean, I propose the idea of Hellville or Hellland or whatever you want to call it. That shit, it had to have been back in September now. Is that right, Jason?
Yeah. We've been talking about this for a while, and we got to a point now where we're just doing these shows. This is supposed to be entertaining, man. This is supposed to be the hour to kind of slow down and blow shit off, you know, because we're talking about it and not too many people wanted to talk about it. So we're out doing it and done talking about it. I mean, we still will talk about it, but we're out in the world now doing this kind of shit.
I mean, I really don't know what the whole fucking scenario is about yet. I mean, what I'm thinking is it's like just like some rough rural area where you got to like pretty much fucking bring a couple cows and fucking start from nothing pretty much. I mean, I don't really know what the fuck's going on yet. But,
see, in my mind, the downside of that idea is you've distanced yourself from your resources, and that creates a strain. If you build some kind of a community inside of a community, you have this kind of natural cloak that happens. I mean, the fatal mistakes of all the people that have tried to separate is to try to move off to an isolated spot and kind of, in a way, raise a flag that says, hey, we're against everything you stand for, and they do that prematurely and end up getting, basically dead.
Make it where it's like a Twilight Zone movie where someone has a hand in everything. Like, you get arrested by the cops and they fucking end up bringing you back to where it all started.
There are cultures in our society that have existed for thousands of years, not as a full part or full partner. They're not fully embedded in the greater society. They're still a separate and distinct society unto themselves. They maintain their own culture. They maintain their own religious values. They have their own economics. They have their own trade, but they're working within the greater society. That could be no different for a group of like-minded people who call themselves Satanists. It doesn't necessarily have to be all of Satanism is doing that. But a group of like-minded people who call themselves Satanists or share this philosophy doing the same thing. And if you're talking about opposing society, what better way to oppose society than to be this, you know, this unsuspected group of people who are draining away from the resources of the greater society around you, for whom, in their particular area, law and order is defined by their own standards, and they just make nice with the outsiders, basically.
Yeah.
Ron Francis, Satanic Amish. That's pretty much, I'm going to grow my beard out, Graber, and that's what we're going to do. So.
Yeah. I see what you mean. This is all I wanted to hear was fucking more insight on, what do you do afterwards? Because it's like, as of now, it's pretty much just like me and my girl, and we were out here in some fucked up predicaments, but we were all right. And it's actually a fucking invigorating feeling, you know what I mean? And, you know, like you said, you were making jokes like, how's he doing this with his phone and computer? Yeah, it's still society, but, I mean, fuck. No matter what, we're still going to have some kind of connections. I mean,
right, and that's something that was pointed out to me by a person who considered themselves following this Order of Nine Angles philosophy. When I asked, because they talked about turning their back on society, getting away from society, when I asked, if that's really what you want to do, why don't you just walk away? Why don't you just, they describe society as this river that everybody's caught up in. And I was like, why don't you swim to the bank and walk into the woods and walk the fuck away? And he pointed out, well, it's society. There is no walking away. There's always going to be some connection. And that's what TC is saying, basically, that if there's, since there's always going to be this connection, why not use it? Why not actually, you know, get into it and make it work for you instead of trying to oppose it when there's no winning in that battle?
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. It's almost like we'd have our own little town that would be like in the Twilight Zone or something. Well, we could make it.
That
like
would
Twilight
be precisely
Zone.
The idea that I've been putting forward. Yeah,
I could be the neighborhood sheriff. That'd be pretty great.
Sure, I think that any guy who's got devil horns tattooed to the top of his head should definitely fill the role of sheriff. That works perfectly.
Or the
but there are guys. There are guys here locally, guys and girls here locally that, you know, I break bread with on a regular basis. You know, they come over to my place, we share a meal, I go over to their place and share a meal. We talk ideas, we bullshit back and forth. We're our own little support group, basically. You know, so-and-so's in a situation and needs some help. We try to figure out a way to help them and get them out of that situation and make it better. You know, we support each other's endeavors and that kind of thing. And you see that kind of thing also on the Internet. TC and I have been doing this, you know, thing for years back and forth. Where, you know, it's, you know, one of us, you know, holding a hand out to the other one whenever there's something going on, whenever there's some need. So it's, you know, it's that kind of thing that develops. So this, as these networks develop and prosper and become tighter, then we're going to see, you know, I think we see more freedom relatively. We each experience our own sense of liberation, knowing that we've kind of got this network at our backs.
Talking shit in the chat room about me, but it's all good. I came here to talk to you two anyway. Rotten Biohazard don't like me too much, but that's just when I was showing my dick on the Internet. Which was just me being a fucking asshole one day. It wasn't nothing serious. That's why I came back and tried to abide by the rules. I didn't know about all the rules either, though, Beast, about fucking how Zach rented the website and all that.
Right on. I mean, it's no secret your bedside manners are kind of worse than the Dr. House on TV. But after my conversation with you today, I'm convinced that you're just trying to get your mind in the right frame, and it's more, I don't know.
They say I'm bipolar, bro, but I don't believe in that's how much I don't believe in the system. They say I'm bipolar and shit, but I won't take any medication and shit. I just... fucking for shits and giggles, I went and talked to a shrink for a little while, and their conclusion was I was bipolar, and I got post-traumatic stress syndrome because I've been incarcerated in and out since I was 13, and, well, fuck, I've been out 10 years and ain't been caught yet, so, I mean, I ain't doing that bad, you know what I mean?
Right on.
But, no, I don't, you know, I just wanted to break bread with you guys. I'm not an asshole, really. I mean, I can be, but, you know, you guys are cool, and I'd like to see you guys keep going with the shit, and I'm going to try to fucking stay focused and, you know, because I paint and shit, and I fuck around with all these, you know, people that don't like to work and say fuck society around here in Cleveland. So I'm just going to fucking start listening more and, I don't know, try to come up with some ways. I'm a burnout, so my thought process is a little slower than some people.
If I can offer any kind of advice that's of any value to anybody, I would say develop an aim. Have an aim.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
That would be what I would say.
Yeah. I'm glad I got to talk with you, Jason. Even though they're talking shit in the chat room, I wanted to go see what they were saying because, you know, I got to defend myself.
Right on, right on. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
How much longer you guys got?
We're going to be on for another 15 minutes.
All right, well, you guys go unless you guys wanted me, but, you know, it sounds like you guys are pretty much done with me right now.
Oh, no, if you got something else to say, man, love to hear it.
I'm high, man. I didn't even know the shit was on. I was on there talking to fucking Tim. Tim is hardcore, and I seen the ooze was on. I was like, fuck, I didn't know it was on this much, so I clicked on, and there I was. I was actually smoking a bowl, drinking some fucking ginger ale. In the dark,
I don't know,
Beast got me on this Hindu shit. I'm still fucking reading and fucking doing all this fucking shit on the Agori people.
Right on. That's good stuff.
Hell yeah, them fuckers are crazy as fuck, man.
Yeah, man. Just shows the amount of deviance that's actually capable in the human mind. I think that's kind of cool.
I don't know. It just seemed like they were like satanic Hindus, but I know that's a stupid. I know that's a stupid. I know that's a stupid way to say it, but they just seem like some fucking evil Hindus. I gotta go to the chat room, my guys. I'll talk to you guys in a minute.
All right, see you later.
All right.
Okay, so that that gets one elephant out of the room, huh?
So, 347-99-1371. If you'd like to call in and share your thoughts on satanic standards or shit you said to Jason Sorrell that you didn't mean, I guess, or whatever, which is cool.
You know, I kind of wanted to tap on something that I've sort of come to realize over the. I mean, this particular instance kind of makes it crystal clear for me, but there seems to be, I don't know, the way that we articulate ourselves or something that comes across as thinking ourselves better than everybody else. I mean, I don't know if I'm just kind of endowed with natural arrogance or whatever, but he's not the first person to kind of point over this way. In particular, I'm naming myself, although I've seen people do it to you too and kind of say that, you know, you're up on your high horse, or they try to use the term pseudo-intellectual or something to downgrade the things that we're saying. And I kind of wonder what it is about the way that we articulate ourselves that gives that impression, because I know you pretty well, and I know that you're not intentionally condescending, so I don't really understand why it's often interpreted that way.
Oh no, I can be intentionally condescending.
You can be, but typically you're not.
No, I'll tell you right now, I'll be the first one to admit that I'm an asshole, that I can be a huge asshole, and it's, you know, it's an art form to me, cultivating this assholishness. So I know it's out there. I don't need anybody to. Nobody has to tell me that I'm an asshole. I'm fully well aware of it. I've got a couple of ex-wives who, you know, will you know, certify, you know, that I can be an asshole. So, but you know, and it's. I think it comes with, you know, first of all, if you know for yourself what you're talking about, if you know for yourself what it is you're doing, what you got going on, and you go out there and speak your mind. And you got somebody who's challenging, just like you said, challenging you on what you know you're talking about, okay? Where it's, you know, this is just you. You know what it is you're doing, and somebody's calling you out, you know, saying, you know, that you don't know what the hell you're doing, whatever it is. Well, then, yeah, man, you should come off like you're on your high horse. You should come off like you think you're better than they are, or whatever, because.
Right.
You know, fuck. Why not? Why not think that? I mean, what's wrong with thinking, you know, you're better than I hope. You know, this is the question I'd ask. If hopefully most people out there, hopefully the people in the chat room tonight, hopefully most of them, hopefully all of them think they are better than the average person, which means that they would have to think in their minds that they are better than 50% of the people out there. They are better than one of every two people they meet. I would say that if you don't think you're better than one out of every two people you meet, you've got a self-esteem problem. You know, it's one thing to think you're better than other people. It's another thing to have this idea where you're not. Who does that? Who has this idea? Who has this idea that they're not good enough? They're not better. They're not. They don't have something going on for them, especially amongst, you know, people who claim to be Satanists. You know, I think that goes part and parcel.
I personally don't bite on that dichotomy, man. I don't bite that you either have to be better than everybody else, or at least one out of two other people, or you've got a confidence issue. I think there's a nice firm gray in the middle. I'm a confident person, but I in no way consider myself superior to other people around me. I realize that where I excel, they may have a pitfall, but it's quite possible that they excel where I have pitfalls too. And I'm just not willing to put all my eggs in one basket. I want to be certain. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I agree with that. I can say that I agree with that. It's a matter of every person has an opportunity to show their stuff with me. Every person has an opportunity to either prove that they actually are worth my attention, they're worth my interest, they're worth my time, or they're worth my neglect, me ignoring them. Or if they are worth my attention in the wrong way, they're going to get it that way too. So I would say that, yeah, I have to be open-minded enough to at least give everybody an opportunity. But I guess the answer to me is that if you think the answer is, oh, you think you're better than everybody else, well, not everybody else, but maybe
right,
you. Because
just you.
Maybe the person making that statement, just you, apparently. Right now, I think I'm better than just that person making that statement, yeah.
Right on.
And fuck it. Go ahead. I was going to say, fuck it. And if I'm wrong. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, dude. Go.
What I was going to say was that at the point in which I realize that I'm confident that I know what I'm talking about and you don't, I suppose at that point it's no longer thinking I'm better than you. I just know my shit in that particular area better than you do.
Well, I guess, and what I was going to say is if I'm wrong, okay, about if you're saying, you think I'm better than you or whatever, what if I'm wrong? Do I care? Right? Can you convince me to care? You know, if you can convince me to care, well, then, yeah, I'm going to start paying attention to you. You're worth listening to. But if you can't convince me to care, if you don't got anything to really go, you know, other than, oh, you're on your high horse or whatever, I don't think anybody's actually ever said that to me. I think if anybody actually said to me, Jason, you're on your high horse, I would tell them, I'm not, you know, not an equestrian. I don't do riding. I think horses smell bad. I don't do that. But yeah, if it were, you know, if that's the thing, if you can convince me to care, if you can convince me to give a shit, well then you can prove me wrong or whatever. But yeah, if you're just saying that and expect me to care, expect that to hurt my feelings, expect that to mean something to me, you know, as a matter of fact, if I did care, if you said, Jason, you're just on your high horse and I did give a shit, I would be proving you wrong instantly, I guess, with that. I'd be going, oh, well, no, I don't, because I care that you've said that. I don't care.
Right,
so with all those people that would say in the future that I'm on my high horse, you win. I'm on my high horse. So it's where I'm at. Fuck it.
There's been a couple of requests in the chat room to throw this out another hour. I'm just throwing that up there, man.
All right. Yeah, we'll do this another hour. But, so people are going to call in is what they're saying.
Yeah. I believe that's what it is. They're going to call in and they're going to add to the subject. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to move it back, but at any point that we're twiddling our thumbs, dude, fuck it. We're out of here. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, man.
In the meantime, I mean, that's been a kind of a cool diatribe, but I did actually want to touch back on that analogy that we started with, because I got to really thinking about this, and I was thinking there are things that weren't pointed out that would be characteristics of each grade as well. Like, for instance, the dude in the middle, the weekend warrior. One of the characteristics with him would most likely be the mullet cut. I mean, he would have the mullet haircut, you know, sort of long in the back, sort of spiky on top. That would be there. The dude who's just a straight up poser, most likely he would smell like I don't know, Trailer Park. That's just my guess there.
Okay.
I think that's it for now, man. I'm actually kind of stumped at this point, so.
Oh, and,
those
okay,
are
we got a call.
Two things that I noticed.
We got a caller. Hold on, let me bring him online here.
All right.
512 area code, you're on the U's, it's on your brain.
Jason Beast, what's going on? This is Ken. How's it going?
Hey, man,
what's going on?
Hey, man, I just wanted to call you guys and throw a concept out there. I talked a couple of weeks ago to someone online about the meaning of the word honor. And honor to me, whenever I looked it up online, was this is honesty, fairness, and a certain amount of integrity or belief in your own beliefs and actions. And Jason, you were talking earlier about, you know, you're the only one that can define, you know, what Satanism is, and you know, and I think that there's a certain amount of honor that goes to that you're the only, if you strongly believe in your beliefs and your actions and what you do, if it's your view of Satanism, then there's a certain amount of honor that goes with that. And I mean, I personally think it's hilarious how people, you know, want to try to win these arguments online, but don't understand that Satanism is still there once you power your box off. You know, as soon as you hit that X on the internet, you have to actually go out in the real world and do something about it. You know, I thought that was hilarious. You said, "I'm not on the internet. I got shit to do." You know, I think a lot of times people get caught up online and sending in the forums about, you know, trying to define things or win an argument, and really, you know, that's why, I mean, I don't go in the forums really that much, or, you know, try to do anything with them, because, I mean, to me, it's pointless to have a debate unless you're trying to refine an idea. But, you know, to hold those beliefs true and have that certain amount of honor, you know, if anything, only for yourself, so that you yourself know what you believe and what your standards are, you know?
Right, and I agree with that. And by the way, for those people who were listening to the show who didn't catch the first half hour worth of exchange, he's not saying that I, Jason Sorrell, define what it is to be a Satanist. When he says you define, he's saying that you as an individual, each and every individual, determines for themselves what Satanism is, and if they can maintain those standards for themselves. And it's, you can develop. It doesn't necessarily mean that once you make that decision, you have to stay that way. You should develop. But whatever it is, whatever your standards are, that you live by those standards, that you don't compromise those standards, I would think that's what you mean by honor. And that's what you've decided that, you know, that definition of honor happens to be. And I would agree with that, that you define your standards and you live by those standards. You live with a little bit of integrity about who you are. And it may not be the standards that are accepted by the rest of society. It may not be that anybody else lives by your standards or agrees with your standards, but they're your standards and you hold to them. That's honorable.
Well, kind of like a real world example. I mean, I was really bad at herd mentality simply because our herd conformity. You know, I used to like to go out with my friends, and, you know, it wouldn't really matter what anybody said or did to me. And the past couple of months, I lost a really good friend because, you know, he talked shit about me, and, you know, I found out he wasn't as good a friend to start with. So, you know, now every time I go out with that group of people or with that specific group and that specific person is there, you know, I'm saying, no, I'm not going out. You know, I'm not participating in the group activity because I don't agree with that person, you know. And I have to hold myself to that standard and say, you know, if it takes me missing out on an event or an activity to hold true to what I believe and my standards of, you know, not hanging out with specific people, not being part of the herd, you know, that's a sacrifice I have to make to know that I have that honor, you know. It's the things that you do in real world and in your actual life and how you interact with people that define who you are, I think.
Right on. The phone lines are lighting up. And Ken, yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you on that, you know, that's what you have to do. And what you were saying about how when you shut off the internet and everything else and walk away from your computer, all the shit you're talking in the forums and everything else, all the activity you got going on in the forums, being a Satanist and everything, you know, being a Satanist, I think should carry on to what you do in the real world. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're out there, you know, burning down churches or whatever the fuck people think is Satanism. It's about living by your own standards, you know, over and over again. We harp on this. Live by your own standards. So if you're, you know, people talk shit about Ivan. One of the points he made that was solid was, you're a school teacher out there, and you just try to give these kids, you're an art teacher, whatever, you just try to give these kids a different perspective and encourage them to think for themselves. That could be considered a Satanist activity. And, you know, there are a lot of Christians out there who would agree with that point, that that's very satanic to, you know, to get kids to think for themselves. So yeah, it's right along those lines, man. And we got some other callers holding on, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so
yes,
let me. Ken, you want to stay on, or you want to?
Yeah, sure. Just stay on.
All right, man. Let me bring Justin on. Rotten Biohazard, you're on the ooze. What's on your brain, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going all right. What are you thinking about?
Well, of course, you had this nice little caller on here earlier called Ivan. I don't think I'd heard more than a four-letter word out of him every sentence. But beyond that, man, I'm definitely kind of curious. What do you consider to be a satanic act? What I mean, basically, trying to get at is, what is it that you feel is more satanic than another thing, basically?
Are you what do you think? What do I consider a satanic aim?
Act or aim, I guess. Yes, of course.
Okay, satanic act, satanic aim. Based on the discussion we're having tonight, frankly, I think it's pretty much anything that you define as being satanic. If you consider it your own standards and your own thing, well, then there shouldn't be anyone that tells you that that's not satanic. I think when you actually listen to what other people are saying and give a shit. I don't know. I don't know exactly how to put it, really. I'm at a loss for words with this. I think it's living by your own standards. So whatever the act is that you – if it's living by your own standards, it's doing your own thing. And like we were saying, like you could be doing, you know, anything. You're working your regular job. You're working to support yourself and you're supporting your family. And if this is what you're doing as a Satanist, you know, your regular everyday fucking thing – but you've got your philosophy, you've got your standards and everything else. Well, then fuck it, man. You're that's a satanic aim. Survival, indulgence of the senses, indulgence of the self, you know, self perpetuation. These are all things that could be considered by different people satanic.
Okay, a question, bud. I'm guessing you and TC have your own let's call them personal code of ethics, correct?
Well, I don't know about all that.
I mean, you have your own moral compass or ethics, basically. Things that you won't do, things you will do, things you wouldn't do even when drunk, correct?
I can say with all honesty that I have not yet met the behavior that I wanted to engage in that challenged my ethical standing. Let me put it that way. So I'm not sure what my moral compass is. I haven't run into a situation where I've had to actually define it. But sure, man. For the sake of argument, yeah, man. I got my own moral compass.
Okay, let's leave the compass part alone. Let's say, you know, just personal ethics, things that you will not do under any circumstances. Okay, let's leave it at that. Okay, but
okay, for the sake of argument. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sake of argument, yeah, let's do it that way. You know, but my question is though, is as Satanists, if someone else has a different degree of things that they consider to be satanic, where they have a certain different level of a guideline which they follow, should we look down upon them for that? If we don't agree with them, that's what I'm trying to get at.
TC, I guess, man. If you could look down on somebody for having a different view, for a different set of standards. I would question, and I have questioned, and I have been on both sides of this. I fully admit I'm guilty of this shit, okay, of looking down on somebody because I disagreed with what they were doing, all right? Disagreement is part of the process. Conflict is part of the process. So that's going to happen. That's going to come about. Where I would be in error is – it's not just saying I disagree with that guy, not just giving an argument as to why I disagree with that guy, but then assuming that my standards are right for that guy. That's where I think I would be in error. You know, I can say all day long that I don't agree with what that dude's doing, and I'd never do that shit, and I don't consider it satanic, and I can say that all fucking day long. But when I cross that line and say, and you know what? That motherfucker, in order to be satanic, needs to do this. And I've done it. I've made the mistake.
I've chosen
the wrong words. Go ahead, dude.
I never used those particular words like we were trying to say there. I basically told a particular caller that he was a twit. He was advocating rape, and he was advocating basically selling women. That's what he was advocating, a particular thread. And I basically told him he's a fucking idiot. He's a twit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to cut in here because if we're going to allude to another party and that party's hanging right here on the line, I don't think it's right to engage in the conversation with not having all parties present to state their opinions. It's just it's not in the true nature of the show. So why don't
we're
going to bring
Ivan on?
All right,
you clicking on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll click him on. All right. So now everybody's here. Everybody's on the air. And it's a good point to actually kind of hatch out why things are, how they're perceived, and we can kind of go from there.
Hey, hang on real quick before we do that. Ivan, are you on the line, man?
Here I am.
Okay, real quick. The following opinions expressed by Rotten Biohazard and Ivan the Parable are not those of the U's, Creative Eye Studios, or the Satanic International Network. These opinions are Ivan's and Rotten Biohazard's. So have at it, boys. What's the deal, man?
He has something wrong with rape. I think he needs to go to church and pray for all the rapists out there.
I don't personally agree that that's a thing that needs to be going on, man. I don't see where that's a wrong idea, my point.
Okay, so what is your point?
I think you're a fucking idiot.
Why is that?
Dude, man, why advocate rape? Why advocate things of that nature? I mean, dude... As far as I'm concerned, man, the two people who get, you know, the ass fucked most in prison are rapists and pedophiles. Hey, you want to cross that line? Go ahead, buddy. But I sure as fuck don't agree with them. Dude, I'm not even saying that it's less satanic than anyone else. I just don't see to where it's a viable part of society where it's even viable within the satanic paradigm.
That's your own views. And you know what? To be quiet as kept, I've never been... the one to go out there and do any such thing either. Let me finish. What if I had a fat, ugly friend of mine who could never get laid? And I'm not, like I said, I'm not advocating nothing, but like I said, I'm not one to judge. And each man's Satanism is different. And that's what I said in the thread that he called me a twit on. I said, either offer her money as prostitution or rape her or drug her or something.
No,
that might have been something for him to do that night.
Ivan, man, okay, see, I have nothing against prostitution, man. I've definitely something against rape, though. I think there's be a difference. There's definitely a line being crossed there, man. Buying sex, fuck, dude, should be legal. You know, I'm not gonna deny that one whatsoever. But definitely raping a woman against her will and causing that kind of a psychological, emotional scar is not needed, man.
What about murder? Are you against murder?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Wait, Ivan, here's the reason why, though, man.
Because if you're going to murder someone, there's no scar involved, man. They aren't going to fucking survive that shit, dude. If you're murdering them, what's left for them, man? A hole in the ground, that's it, you know?
Well, there's always different reasons for different things. And there might be a Satanist. I mean, what if Jeffrey Dahmer was a Satanist? And he just never told anybody. How can we judge him?
But dude, he didn't rape anyone.
What if there's a Satanist out there who is like, look, I don't have a God. I know there's no devil. I know I'm not going to hell. And I got this sick fetish where I like to eat little boys' wieners. I mean, I'm not for it. I'm not saying I don't do that.
I think they would call you Albert Fish.
Who's Albert Fish? I don't know who that is.
Cannibal here in the States. Ate a little girl's ass.
I want to interrupt you two gentlemen just for a minute here because I kind of have a side on this whole thing. The problem that I run into mentally when trying to create constructs of, what about rape or what about sex with goats, or what about this or that. The problem that runs into my head that I have a big problem with is somebody else drawing a line in the sand and saying that I can't step over that line. It has to be something that I decide internally.
You're right.
And for me to pass judgment on people that have made their own lines in the sand, have decided what length they're willing to go to, what type of deeds they're willing to do. That's you know, ultimately, it's really not much of my business. I mean, the way that I come about it, and I know that the greater society is going to go ahead and impose that line one way or the other. So this person has a choice of bearing the consequences of the actions that they're doing, and if they think that the consequences weigh the benefit that they're, of what they're doing, I honestly can't condemn their thinking in that manner. If they go out with the intention of raping a woman and they fully know what the consequences are of it, at the end of the day, man, I got to say, you know, go ahead and run with the ball. If you're willing to pay the price when you get caught, because it's not a matter of if anymore, with all the DNA shit out there and everything, when you get caught, if you are willing to do the time, and then knock yourself out, do the crime. But I think most people are aware of that there are these external consequences that are going to come with it, that other people are going to draw the lines in the sand. But as a Satanist, for somebody who prides himself on the idea of self-determination and making my own cut, what I've called following my own calling, you know, in my mind, nobody should be allowed to draw those lines except for whatever the natural consequences of those lines are. And I think that's why I like the idea of amorality versus morality or ethics. You take an amoral existence and you cross that over with developing principles and ideas, you come up with a pretty good compass of what is worth doing, when the juice is worth the squeeze. And I think that's, you know, that weighs a lot more than any pointing your finger and saying you shouldn't do that, you should be against that.
I like to quote Dan Dredd because he said it, and I thought about it a lot, and I learned from it. And it was simple. He said, the only thing evil is someone's personal limitation. And like you said, TC, a minute ago, people all across the spectrum of fucking Satanism, I'm sure every which one of these motherfuckers have different fucking levels of fucking what they determine as evil. Like, I really don't see anything as evil. And I commented on sin before. What is really evil? Nothing's evil to me. Is a child molester evil to me? No, that's probably the only thing that I draw the line at. And to me, they're just like an unnatural insect that needs to be, like, sacrificed. Because that's not even natural in the animal kingdom. You don't see lions fucking cubs. You know, they might kill. You know, they do whatever they need to do to keep their pride, you know, flourishing. But
okay, guys,
I follow the animal kingdom personally.
Guys, answer me this. Riddle me this, actually. How is it that a Satanist can advocate something without being down to do it themselves?
Well, wait a second. I can kind of answer that question. This is the point that I want to interject in this conversation. Let's take all the actual acts out of it. It's an interesting thought exercise, rape, murder, whatever. Let's take all of that out of it. The question I would ask is, based on your individual standards of what Satanism is, it seems that a lot of us are in the agreement that freedom is an inherent portion of that. We all strive to be more free. We're all trying to be free of other people's standards, free of other people's whatever bullshit they're trying to put on us. That seems to be an intricate part of Satanism. The question I would ask is, one, is it hypocritical of a Satanist to then try to deny that freedom in another person, i.e. by, you know, whatever, murder, rape, whatever, limiting the other person? Is that in itself still a, you know, within the realm of Satanism, if the Satanist is all about their own freedom? Okay, that's one. And then I would go further, though, the flip side of that, where this kind of butts heads, is Satanism is also about strength. So it's a matter of, if you have the strength to take it, you do. And if you do not have the strength to defend it, you don't deserve to have it. That also is a satanic concept. So with those two concepts, how do they align? How do you, you know, equal out those two things, those two seemingly opposing ideas?
I'm not sure about that one.
I don't.
I don't know.
I don't think there's a need to strike some sort of balance. they work independently on their own, and I'm sure in some way balance themselves. So, I mean, the question itself kind of seems paradoxical in nature, but the real world application is evident in everything.
So, what does that mean, though? Does it mean that strength will out, or sense of freedom will out?
You mean strength in not doing and not acting on all these things?
No, or strength in doing. If you have the strength to do it, and nobody can stop you, why not do it? As TC's pointed out, the natural order will occur. Eventually, somebody stronger will come along and put an end to your bullshit if that's what they want to do. That's the that's the natural order.
Yeah, me, I don't know. Me personally, you know, Jason, I mean, I've got a lot of flack and sin too for talking about my criminal endeavors because I think I'm just internet posing. But I'm here to talk about real facts, and I'm not going to sit here and make up a big fake life for you guys. But in all actuality, my whole life has been nothing but squatting and fucking. I mean, I come from nothing. I come from junkie parents. You know what I mean? My fucking father got killed when I was two, fucking robbing a jewelry store. But that's all bullshit. But anyway, I come from nothing pretty much, and I'm all about, you know, doing shit on my own. That's why I'm a fucking Satanist, man. I'm here, and I'm doing a damn good job at it. But I don't know. There's a lot of things I'd like to do, but it's kind of suppressed because I do have children, even though they're with their mothers, and I don't want to be locked up for the rest of my life. So there is, like, not really freedom in my book because, you know, I could go out and do the things I want to do right now, but there's a good chance, you know, with like TC was saying with DNA and with all the shit that they got now, there's a good chance of being caught, even if you're smart. I've been out for 10 years and, you know, I kind of like basically take care of myself through, you know, criminal activity. I'm not going to get into that, but you guys, it's nothing that's hurting anybody, you know, but it's definitely against the status quo.
And yeah, well, if somebody had the strength, Ivan, if somebody had the strength, okay, to come down and put further restrictions on you, okay, whatever the reason, would you see if they came down and they imposed their will on you, they further restricted you, are they being Satanist in their further restricting of you, or is there something else going on there? Are they imposing you as a Satanist?
Are they being Satanist proposing me?
Right. If would you recognize that if they have the strength to stop you, they are entitled, satanically, to go ahead and put that hold on you? Do they have that entitlement as a Satanist or not?
I would die fighting it. But if it was in some form of like government shit, like where they came in my house right now and fucking shackled me to something and put me in a white van and took me somewhere. I mean, I really can't fight too much at that aspect besides throwing some punches at them, but I'm sure they'd come pretty well armed.
Are they entitled? Are they satanically entitled? Based on the satanic philosophy, as you understand it, do they have the entitlement? Because they're stronger than you to restrict you. Do they have that entitlement?
I would say no. They would say, yeah, I really don't know how to take that question.
Okay, but if you had a warrant right now, Jason,
if you had a warrant for your arrest right now for murder, they'd kick in your door right now. I mean, they have power over you. You mean like government and like that, or do you mean the average statement?
So let me respond. Here's the point I'm making. You're saying that, no, you would feel that would be, as looking at things satanically, if somebody had the strength to come down and put the pinch on you, you would say, no, that's not being satanic. That's wrong. They're denying my freedom. Well, if you reach out and rape somebody, you reach out and murder somebody.
No. I take that back. Now I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from now. And the question is, no. Yeah, if someone kicked my door in right now and took whatever I got in here, my stash, my computer, beat the fuck out of me and raped my girl, and they were doing it on their satanic path, you know what? They just did a good little fucking job at whatever they were doing. It just sucked that it happened to me.
Well, my point is, you wouldn't know. If somebody kicked in your door and did that shit, they'd be wearing a badge. You know, they're on a satanic path, even if they don't believe in it. You'd have to. That would be the perspective you'd have to have. That it doesn't matter. They could walk in wearing a cross, and if they have the strength to take from you, well, then they are entitled, you know, satanically, if you will, to do whatever they want. So if that's the way you see things,
at least you're consistent.
Well, if this was a satanic world and everybody here was Satanists, I'd probably have to barricade my doors, my walls. I'd probably keep hand grenades because from my satanic point of view, if anything was to go and it was martial law and it was apocalyptic time, if I wanted a brand new Dodge Magnum, I'd go down to Dodge right now and I'd take it. And if I wanted some guy's fucking pound of kush in his house down the street, I'd go take it. And I'd be figuring people were going to be doing the same thing to me and my family. So I'd probably round up all my kids and all my fucking kids' mothers, and I'd tell them to come to my house, and that's when we'd start our survival plan of boarding up these fucking windows and making gun shoots and shit.
Well, I guess my point is it wouldn't matter if they were if the whole world was Satanist, it wouldn't matter. The point is, if your opinion, strength wills out, strength wins, then if the world turns Christian and forces you to bow on your fucking knees and kiss a cross, they are entitled to, satanically entitled to, based on this philosophy, because they have the strength to do it to you.
I can never see that happening.
But if they have the strength to do it to you, satanically, they are entitled to do so.
I don't know about that.
You know, I have to kind of interject here. I kind of made a comment in chat, and I kind of wanted to bring it up into the actual voicing here. You know, in my opinion, someone actually sitting back and blaming their childhood, blaming the acts of the past, blaming, you know, their father for being arrested or being killed when they were a fucking kid, and then basically using that as a high horse to commit the acts they're committing today is completely fucking idiotic.
I believe criminal acts are a satanic trait, and I've always
believed that. You were basically saying flat out that, in essence, that basically your father being killed when you were two, and this and that has made you who you are today. That is complete and utter bullshit. And you know it deep down. That's bullshit, man. You had
a
fucking... No, dude. You said the path was already basically laid out for you. And guess what, dude? That's complete and utter fucking bullshit.
No, you're wrong. And the past does predict the future.
Guess what, man? I didn't have a father growing up, man. My father was basically a fucking junkie, dude. I lived with a single mother who was terminally ill my whole fucking life, dude. And that didn't change me whatsoever in the way it changed you, apparently. I'm still a good fucking person deep down, man. Yeah, I'm saying this big fucking deal, dude. That's basically a philosophy.
Since I'm a criminal, I'm a bad person.
Well, dude,
I'd have to agree with what Rotten Biohazard's saying. I'm not making any cast any derision on anybody's whatever they got going on. But if you use the past to explain what you're doing in the present, you're a victim of the past.
Yep.
And
well,
I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a victim. So I don't hold my past as a reason for what I'm doing now. I might recognize that there's a chain of events. There's a chain of consequence of which the moment is a result. But I'm not going – I still have a choice. In the moment, in the present, I still have a choice.
No,
so
I
I'm
just
not
didn't
going
want
to be,
you guys to think I was one of these, like, squatters that came from this rich family and gave up on middle class. That's why I told you guys I came from nothing. When my point of me coming from nothing, it didn't try to justify, oh, that's why I sold crack all my life because I couldn't get school clothes because we were poor. That's not what the fuck I'm saying here. So you got it all wrong, Mr. Rotten Biohazard. Because, you know, I did everything I needed to do. I'm currently in school right now for fucking anthropology and graphic design, bro. I mean, I'm a broke motherfucker, but there's financial aid out here, and I'm going to use every fucking thing I can off this fucking government. You know? Yeah, I'll use the fucking people. But you got it all fucking wrong if you think I'm fucking crying like some bitch over here, like I'm blaming my father getting smoked. If anything, this shit made me stronger, dude, because I've been through a lot of fucking shit, and I'm not from those suburbs.
You are basically blaming him getting smoked to you basically being raised by a single mother for a lot of your criminal activity. That's basically exactly what you have said.
I wouldn't change it for the world either. How about that?
I'm not saying you should, man, but I think you're I still think you're a twit.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
I think there's the important contention in this whole thing is that, we're all, in one sense or the other, victim to our circumstances. We're where we are in our life because of the choices that we've made and that have been made around us, as well as whatever other external factors play into it. But the question is, do you look back and say, I'm stuck here because of this, or do you tread forward towards your aim? And I think that makes the biggest difference in the world in this conversation. So I just kind of wanted to point out that I thought that was a very valid point, that moving forward is the most important thing to focus here.
Well, I've definitely moved forward, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Right on. So now we hit the point of uncomfortable silence where everybody's kind of blown a little nut and they feel like they got it all out of their fucking system or whatever.
No, but I was actually calling back. I was actually calling back because Jason was talking about he started talking about the high horse, and the high horse is what I mentioned. And I don't give a fuck about him.
Oh, no, okay,
high horse.
Wait, Ivan. You know what? I didn't even think of you when I was saying that. TC had mentioned the high horse thing. I don't remember anybody. If you listen to the show, you go back in the archives, you listen to it. I said I don't recall anybody ever saying to me high horse, because I would mock that. I would make fun of that. So no, dude, I was not referring to you at all. I had no clue. If you did say to me, Jason, you just think you're on your high horse, I missed it. I missed it completely. It was a discussion that TC had brought up, and I was just using it as an example. So before you take it personally, man, it wasn't about you.
But you're right, though. Every Satanist at some point does have to be an asshole and a fucking arrogant motherfucker, because at least where I'm from, that's what I'm told most of the time.
Right on. I'm the one who brought up the high horse, and it was more specifically aimed towards what has been said to me personally for, I don't know, the past 6 months or so. I get a random hater in my inbox that always seems to think that I'm, thinking I'm better than everybody else or whatever, and they don't realize that's just not the type of dude that I am. I don't walk in with any kind of presumed dominance over everybody there. I dominate them while I'm there in person. So that was kind of the point of where all of that came from. And I didn't even know there was a correlation with Jason going there. So.
Well, I'm about to get back to my motherfucking whatever the fuck I'm doing. You guys could, how long are you guys staying on now? Another hour, another half hour?
It depends on if we have people calling in and they have something to say. So we might be on another half an hour, we might be on another 5 minutes.
There's nobody else on there calling. They're just talking shit about state systems is really off the grid. Yeah. I'm paying rent right now. I'll be the first to admit I'm not really off the grid right now. I'm in my kitchen on a fucking laptop. And I will get state assistance because I don't make much money, so fuck it. That's how I pay for school. Come on, where are you guys from, man? Where are these people from? They got parents that'll fucking pay their fucking school? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm still here, guys. What?
I think is asking about a statement you made in the chat room.
Government assistance off the grid. Yeah.
No, I didn't make that statement actually.
Who was that?
Oh, you didn't make that statement?
No, that wasn't me, man. That wasn't me at all.
Oh, my bad.
I seen it wrong. Somebody
was that was actually Jake actually.
Oh, I don't know Jake.
I think a Dark Rider. Older man than you, by long shot.
Oh, yeah.
Basically old enough to collect Social Security.
Oh, so he's off the grid, too, huh?
No, he's actually still an upstanding businessman, actually.
Okay.
Rents out places for people of low income, does quite a few good things for people, actually.
You know what, Tim saying something too. No, you know what, I go on and off the grid, man. That shit's fucking hard, I ain't even gonna lie. You know, a lot of people say it's so fucking easy and doing this and doing that. That shit's not easy, man. It really ain't, especially, I don't know, in a fucked up cold city.
Right on. Right on. So,
well, I was saying San Francisco before, but I don't like all them hippie fuckers.
Yeah, well, not that the show hasn't been exciting, but I think that the current drama has kind of played itself out. So why don't we either take another caller who's got an opinion on satanic standards or start towards a wrap-up. I've got an early fucking morning coming.
Right on. 347-99-1371. If you got something you want to say, oh, shit, there's a caller.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
Let me bring on. 941 area code, you're on the youth. It's on your brain. 941 area code, this is your shot. This is your chance to be on the youth.
That would be Ronnie.
Oh, that's Ron? Hey, is it? Yeah, man. Hey, man, if you're listening in, we can't hear you if you're saying something. So,
Ron, you got to turn the mic on.
And here, 941. Oh, there he goes. Dropped off. All right. Well, wait a second.
Yeah. Fucking BTR. Oh, wow. So I wasn't expecting all of this tonight, but it's kind of been fun.
Well, I posted a thing in Sin. I knew that it would get some people to actually tune in and listen to the show. I should have, you know what we should have done is we should have, you know, I should have posted that topic. We're going to be talking about satanic standards, and then we should have sat in here and pitched Amway or something, tried to make a little bit of money. And maybe we should have been should have done.
Damn it. Why can't we have enough foresight to know when we can actually get sponsors for these things?
No kidding. You know what? This would be the show for Tom Blackwood. Is that guy's name, Tom Blackwood, to listen in, because he says he's got little blurbs he puts out there to get more listens to it than the ooze, which may be true, but it's not as much fun, I think. So,
what? Blackwood's claim is what?
Oh, there was a recent thing.
Yeah,
so
sure
we talked about how, you know, back and forth, how, you know, Tom Blackwood and Allison Jones are going back and forth, and just basically the entertainment value of it, and not, you know, not in any way necessarily being derisive of anyone. We were, you know, we were like, you know what, I even made the point that for both, it's good advertising, because, you know, people like to see a car crash, like to see a train wreck. They're drawing attention to themselves. I mean, obviously we were talking about the ooze. So kudos to Blackwood and Allison Jones for what they were doing. Ron was on the air that night. Mr. Reverend Ronald French, you want to use the proper title there. Reverend Ronald French was called in, and he, you know, made the same point basically. Ron Biohazard asked the question, "What do you think? You know, what are they getting out of it, or whatever?" And it's, you know, airtime. They're getting, you know, advertising. They're getting seen, and that's what's going on. Reverend Ronald French sent a message to Allison Jones, "Hey, you were mentioned on the news." Okay. Allison checked it out and didn't have anything, you know, recognized that we weren't saying anything necessarily. We weren't, you know, besmirching your name or anything like that. We were just saying, this is what we see, and, you know, that's what's going on. And, you know, crazy videos, man. It's just crazy videos. Check it out. And she sent the message to Tom Blackwood, I guess. Now, these people are going back and forth at each other, right? They're talking shit about each other. And I guess, I'm not sure if she did or not, but somehow the message gets to Blackwood, okay? And Blackwood shoots out some sort of, there's some right off the bat, there was a possibility we might have been saying good things about him, okay? But then he turns around and goes, you know, but these assholes, you know, they've got this little bullshit show, and my little blurbs when I call in for fucking Denny's to tell you about my Grand Slam breakfast and leave a message on the fucking internet or whatever, those blurbs get more listen than the ooze, okay, than the ooze episode. You pointed out there was only 10 listeners that night on the ooze, and I got 15 listeners on my blurb about my bowel movement yesterday, you know, whatever he's talking about, whatever his bullshit was, right? And, you know, I listened to this dude's rant. Okay, here's the thing, okay? I'm totally, completely neutral on the whole fucking thing between Tom Blackwood and Allison Jones. Could give, really, and I said this on the news, I am neutral. I don't care. That's true neutrality. I don't care, other than the videos are entertaining. Little cartoons and stuff going on. You know, crazy stuff, man. They put a lot of time into it to get that kind of production value out of it. So, you know, kudos for all that. But then I'm listening to this rant, and we were only a small part of it. And going through this rant and everything else, he starts talking about – now, there's a thing about having an opinion, and there's a thing about having tact. And what this man expressed about his opinions about the Jews, the Hispanics, Mexicans, blacks, lower economic people, he just goes on this rant, man. This is crazy ass. It's like, you know what? You're putting this out. You should have a sense of awareness, a sense of self, I guess, or whatever. He just makes himself. He sounds like a buffoon. He sounds like a complete ass. Just listening to this guy talk. And the thing with the ooze, I didn't listen to the show.
Says first off, you listen to the show. So he has no idea that we basically said that, hey, you know, this is quite entertaining. This could actually win him support, win her support, a 50-50 split. He basically, fuck you.
All right, that's just,
you know what I mean?
Oh, go ahead, dude.
Oh, sorry, man.
You're cutting in and out, man. I just, you know, so we're having a little trouble understanding you. You were just, you're back and forth. I think I know what you're saying, though, that, you know, there's good press and bad press, and a lot of it has to do with the way you handle it. You either conduct yourself well, and it's a positive response, or you get positive recognition for it, or you don't. In my opinion, though, the guy's clowning himself. The guy was an ass. And from what I understand, I haven't looked any further into it, so this is just hearsay. He continues to be an ass, and he has been an ass in the past, right? I had really no contact with Tom Blackwood, really no opinion. I did talk to him on the phone once, but really didn't form an opinion. You know, he was just another guy trying to recruit me for his organization. So it's just, you know, one of many. But the whole thing is that listening to this whole fucking, this thing he was doing, I did form an opinion after that. And, you know, now I know who this guy is. Now, here's the thing. Even though I think the guy's an asshole, I'm still saying his name. I'm here on the news. I'm saying his name. I'm talking about him. So,
Rowdy.
You know, it gets out there. And
Rowdy.
And if you ever play that game of telephone, I'm telling you right now, Tom Blackwood's an asshole. Down the road, somebody's going to repeat it. Jason says Tom Blackwood's an asshole. And then down the road, Jason was talking about Tom Blackwood. And then down the road, Tom Blackwood was mentioned by some guy on the internet, and so on and so on. Eventually, he's going to reach somebody that's going to be like, oh, Tom Blackwood, I should check that guy out. So there is a benefit to it, even if it is somebody talking shit about him.
Right on. Real quick, I just want to tag on a couple of things. I know Zach's patiently hanging there on the line, so I'll be fast about it. But, I think one of the things I iterated when we were discussing this on last Sunday night's show was that I hope that Allison, wins, that she kicks his ass in this little drama fest that they have going on here. And now I'm going to firmly say that if you're an asshat that, you know, actually believes some of the incoherent bullshit that lands in that dude's blog, I don't really honestly give a fuck one way or the other. If it went through the whole telephone process and the message got all distorted, Tom Blackwood's an incoherent asshat. He's a drama queen from everything I've ever seen. I mean, the dude has to have the biggest fucking pair of granny panties on I've ever seen. I'm just going to throw it right out there that at any point in time, he's more than welcome to call in and grace us with his presence, and I will more than happily level his stupid shit right there and then. I mean, fuck, I can't even go any further than that. So with all that being said, Zach's on the air. What's up, dude?
Well, you know, I just queued in. I'm not at home. I was actually kind of just listening, but now you put me on the air. I caught enough about Tom Blackwood, and I've personally talked to Tom Blackwood on several occasions. You done? You guys done? Making a bunch of fucking noise. I'm trying to fucking talk, God damn it. Okay. Are you done? Are you done? Can I speak? Okay. Tom Blackwood, he's all right, man. Like he's not a moron. but it, talking to Tom Blackwood is like watching Paul Valentine's videos like back to back. It's like, listen to tell. Let me tell you how fucking cool I am. I'm the founder of theistic Satanism. I created theistic Satanism. That's basically Tom Blackwood. Is a conversation with Tom Blackwood is like watching Paul Valentine's videos back to back. It's basically, hey, look at me, look how cool I am. Bow down and worship me, join my organization.
Now, I just have to say that I would rather be duct taped to a chair in a room with loud surround sound and Paul Valentine's videos looping all day long than I would read two sentences of anything that Blackwood has written. So even though you're willing to give him credit that he's not an idiot, I'm going to go ahead and just dispute that and say, no, he's a complete fucking moron. At least Paul Valentine actually does have a brain in his head. It's a warped one, but it's not one that's saturated with fantasies of fucking goats as he's slitting their throats. And
man,
can I make a suggestion to the ooze grand poobahs here? If I can make a suggestion, I would like to get Tom Blackwood as a special guest speaker, highlighting of the ooze. I'm pretty sure I can do this. Just got to pull on his ego a little bit, and I think he'll do it. You guys all right with that? Can I set it up?
Now, TC just told you he would rather be taped to a chair, forced to watch Paul Valentine videos, but he doesn't want to read two sentences of man, and you just want to bring him on the air and let him talk for an hour.
No. The perfect thing ever, man, is to have, you know, four of us on the air with, you know, Blackwood and get him to cry. That would be pure fucking win, okay? No. That's basically all TC wants, is to hear a fat boy cry, okay? Let's be honest now.
Yeah, I just, you know, as far as, you know, whether the guy's got a brain in his head or not, Tom Blackwood, everything I've heard him say, and like I said, I think I did have a conversation with him on the phone. He had nothing original to say. You know, everything he said was, you know, almost, you know, word for word, conservative right-wing party line bullshit. He just parroted what he heard on the Hannity show or whatever. And just went with that and called it his own. This was his agenda for America and the next thing the theistic Satanists were going to be doing and whatever. And the same kind of rant I heard when he was talking about, you know, his bullshit and that 20-minute clip I heard where he mentioned the ooze. You know, it's one thing to have an original idea. I don't know that Paul Valentine has any original ideas because it is. It's watching some kid talk about himself. Watching some 6-year-old kid talk about himself. That's what I see with Paul Valentine's videos. But sometimes it seems like there's a spark of original thought there. I didn't get that opinion from Blackwood.
Right on. That's exactly what I'm saying. And to be quite honest with you, even if he does get 1,000 times more listens than our pathetic puny little fucking show, at least there's some good hard thought being put into this show, and it's not just what's that?
Well, I didn't say anything, dude.
Maybe my phone's just acting or some shit, but fuck man let's just put it this way. When it comes to theistic Satanism, guys like Derek Dishaw, Diane Vera, Michael Ford, they're just leagues ahead of this asshat. And, I mean, that's saying a great deal right there.
Right on.
Guys, I would really like to see some more highlight editions. Let's put them on, man. I mean, you know, none of us get any younger. Let's get Diane Vera on. Let's get fucking Tom Blackwood on. Let's get fucking Paul Valentine on.
There was a point where we had, actually, when the Ooze was in phase one, when it was me and Dishaw, Dishaw tried for months to organize a show date where we would interview Blackwood. even against my counsel back then, I told him the dude, you know, dude's nothing but a, you know, backbiting drama queen, and that I really didn't care to talk to him here on the news, but the dude would not show, and the same kind of thing's gone down with Diane Vera. I've exchanged with her multiple times on Facebook. I've talked to her in person on the phone. Each time she's been in agreement to do the show, and it just never happens. So I kind of doubt that there's any real reality that they'll ever actually even land on the switchboard here on this show.
Well, you know, with Diane Vera, and I've talked to her on Facebook as well, you know, she, on paper, she's fairly articulate and, you know, fairly well-spoken, although I don't really put any credence behind all the feminism shit. At least she's articulate and she can, you know, throw out her thoughts well on paper. But, and I don't know this for certain because I've never talked to her on the phone, but according to our good buddy Jason King, who had not romantic or sexual relationship, but had a relationship with her, you know, that superseded the internet. She has a really bad stutter, and so she's very insecure about talking on the air because she's that's all, folks. You know, that's kind of so. Getting her on the news might be a stretch of the imagination, but I would like to see like some other people like Blackwood, even Paul Valentine. I mean, it's gonna be a boring show because we're just gonna talk about how fucking cool they are. You know, I still think that would be worthwhile, if nothing for just our own personal amusement.
Right on. So I've actually talked to Diane Vera on the phone several times, and I mean, her stuttering problem is not any worse than Jeanette's or Female Satan's, and I mean she holds her own as a co-host here on the show, so I don't really see where there's a problem with it. And had Diane Vera ever actually, I don't know, taken 10 minutes to listen to any of the episodes of the news, she would realize that we're not going to, you know, sit here and roast her because she has a little bit of trouble articulating herself. What would happen, though, is if you get an asshat like Tom Blackwood, who has nothing but contradictory ideas, he might end up with a box full of fucking Kleenex and some Preparation H to cure his sore ass.
Ah, shit. Maybe we should call up Stanton LaVey again. You know, for those of you that don't know, Stanton LaVey's story is that we petitioned him to be a guest on the news, and I talked to him personally on two occasions, twice, and the first time he was like Mr. Big Balls, like, well, and yeah, I'm going to paraphrase him, but this is basically what he said was, well, I guess I'll do an interview on your little radio show blog pod thing, but I want to edit it. I want it scripted. I want to know the questions you're going to ask beforehand, and I want to have the final say on what gets posted. And then I responded after talking to BC, you know, here, TC Downey, you know, well, this is a live radio show, dude. You know, the whole thing about a live radio show is it's live. Oh, yeah, if you didn't want to take callers, the whole thing with a live radio show is it's not scripted, it's live. You can call in and ask questions, and Stanton LaVey wanted us to make a Stanton LaVey commercial for him. And when we rejected him, then he fired back, called me again the second time, and was basically like, again, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, okay, well, I'll play along with you guys. That's cool. We can take live callers. I don't have to edit it, but I still want it scripted. I want to know what you're going to ask me ahead of time. And then at that point, we had already discussed it and realized that, you know, he's a douchebag and, you know, there's really no interest in having him on the show anyway.
Right on. Right on. So, Jason, are you alive over there, man?
Yeah, man, I'm still here. I'm
every time 10 minutes goes, if I don't hear you, I think you must have died.
I'm listening to the conversation. Go ahead, Zach. What?
No, I was just going to say, I think his wife put a ball gag in his mouth. I think he's performing, like, deviant sexual acts, you know, in between us talking.
Oh, that's every episode.
Oh, she's waiting for me to come to bed. That's what's going on. So, it's as entertaining as it might be. I imagine Black would be on the news if he actually called in. If he actually did grace us with his presence, we would get into it, and I bet we'd go maybe 5 minutes beyond the introduction, and he'd hang up. He'd drop off the line. He would not be able to hang. He would not be able to stay. I know it's generous, man. When I say I bet, man, I'm making sure that, you know, I win my money. 5 minutes is all he'd be able to handle, and then he'd be like, you know, fuck you guys. He's off the fucking line. As Diane Vera, I don't know. You know, I've heard of her, I've read some of her stuff, and you know, take it or leave it. Stan LeVay, that's all I hear, is that he's a douchebag. I don't know, but it doesn't sound like it would be worthwhile. I mean, I'd rather have real people call in. You know, that's what I do. You know, I do. Not to be on our chat rooms, you know, dick or anything, but the people to call in, the people to check in and everything else and check things out, I did hear it from them, man, because, you know, they're real, really, in a lot of ways. But there's no bluster. I mean, occasionally somebody will call in. I'm not going to name names, Zach. Some people call in and they've got a whole thing going on. You know, they've got their little drama going on or whatever, and that's what they're about. But, most of the time, people call in, and I dig the reality of it, you know, that this isn't somebody trying to make money off of the lifestyle. This isn't somebody trying to, you know, push some agenda or whatever. These are people calling in going, yeah, man, I believe in this. I do this. I have ideas about it, and I want to share it. So thanks. I'd rather do these shows rather than any other fucking interview with anybody out there.
I would definitely say tonight's show was a big success on my personal meter. The fact that, you know, there was a lot of real conversation going on, and there was, ideas being exchanged and different things being challenged, and it definitely made it easier to do a full 2 hours rather than just sit and do what me and you can do normally without having a recorded device on, so.
Right. I guess if Ivan catches the rest of the show, I want to let him know that if he does comment on some bullshit or wants to get a hold of me or whatever, I'll try to be nicer in the future. So there's that. Real quick, since I got you both on the line, TC, did you get my little banners for Sin?
I did, man. I have not caught up enough to actually get over there and post them. And when I do have spare time, I keep forgetting to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and I'll have them up by tomorrow afternoon, man, so that won't be a problem.
And, I want to make sure you got the email, so whenever. Other than that, I know you said Ron French, Reverend Ronald French, posted a couple of links to what he's got going on. So check that out. He's also getting ready to do some sort of publication, I guess. So, and he was offering free advertising in this publication. So if anybody has anything they want to advertise, get a hold of Reverend Ron, and he might hook you up. I don't know.
I wanted to mention myself,
yeah,
that we're about 180 views, 180 listens off of 46,000. So that's kind of a new mile marker here on the news.
All right, on you people love us. You really love us. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we blew right past 45,000, man. I looked 1 week and we were at 44.7, and then the next week we were at 45-7, so just
right on.
Got it. Don't know where it went. That's it, man. You go ahead and, you know, do whatever approach you want to do, and then let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, man. We're the fuck out. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the Ooze.